Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of the x86 64 Stormux gaming image. Now, for those of you that remember, I did a demo of this for the Raspberry Pi. This is basically the same thing, but it's running on generic computers with Intel or AMD processors. Now, but before I get started, I'll just explain what this is. Basically, it's a version of Arch Linux that has been customized to come up with a talking menu structure to play games. Most of these are audio-based games, and there are some things in here, like you can get Steam, there's a modded copy of Doom, and things like that. So this is basically going to be identical to the Raspberry Pi version in most cases, except this runs on, like I said, generic computers. Now, to get this, you have to subscribe to a Patreon. I'll put the links in the description, but I pay about $5 a month, and when you do that, you get access to a special link on the Stormux.org website, and it's protected by a username and password. The password changes each month, so you'll get a Patreon post with the new password, and then you can go on there and download these. So let's get into how this works. When you download it, you'll get a 12 gigabyte .img.xz file.
Downloads, file explorer.
So I'm in my downloads folder.
Yesterday, Stormux gaming image 2025.08.03x8664.m.xz.
Yes, that's a .img.xz file. And I'm using the version that came out yesterday, which hopefully has some bug fixes, but I haven't tried it yet. So we'll see if it works. So once you have this file, you will want to extract it. And the best way to do this on Windows is 7-zip, which you can get from 7-zip.org. I will put links in the description to all of these programs. So if you want to get them, you can click on the links. So what we have to do, basically, I have this downloaded. I'm going to open up the context menu, and because I'm on Windows 11 and I haven't modded it, I'm going to hold down Shift and press the Applications key or the context menu key on my keyboard.
Context menu.
And it brings up the menu. Let's go down.
Open with, add to favorites, extract all, 7-zip submenu.
I believe the built-in Windows utility might be able to extract this, so you could try doing this. I like 7-zip, so I'm going to go in here. I'm going to press Enter.
Open Archive submenu. Extract files. Extract here.
And we'll choose Extract here.
Extracting dialog elapsed time.
So it's currently uncompressing the file because this is a pretty big file. And I'll just let this go through. Oh, wait, is it stuck? No, it should complete here pretty soon. And just waiting for the window to close.
Downloads, file explorer.
And it's that simple. Now we should have.
Yes. Stormux gaming image 2025.08.03x8664.m. Stormux gaming image 2025.08.03x8664.m. Type Windows .iso file size 46.5 gigabyte state modified.
Right, okay, so I don't know why it says .iso file because it's a .img file, but this is what we're left with. This is a 46 gigabyte file, so it's pretty big, but the compression on this is pretty good, so actually downloading the data won't take quite as long because it's only 12 gigabytes to download. So now that we have this file, we need to write it to a bootable drive. Now I have a flash drive hooked up. This is a 64 gigabyte flash drive that was trash picked. My dad found it in the trash and it works. And by the way, it's quite amazing what people toss out, because I'm going to write this to a flash drive that was free, and we're going to install it onto a computer that was also free from the trash. So,
Audacity, track view table.
I'm going to close out of there. The next thing that you have to do is use a program called Etcher, which, again, I will put links to this in the description. I tried using Rufus, and Rufus does work for the Raspberry Pi
desktop list, Elena Etcher
version, but not for this one, so we're going to use Etcher. So I'm going to run it from the desktop.
Elena Etcher, Elena Etcher document, blank.
And this is like a web-based interface. I think it's written in Electron, so I'm going to... Well, there's a few ways that you could navigate this. You could tab through here. You could down arrow.
Button, blank. Flash from file button.
Or you can navigate by buttons by pressing B. So we need to choose flash from file.
Open dialog, file name.
And let's shift tab.
Items view list, date modified, yesterday group.
And twice, there we go. If you're not put in the place where you expect to be, you can shift tab again.
Tree view, OneDrive collapsed.
This takes you to the list of locations on your computer. Find the one you want. So I'm going to press D.
Start of quick access, desktop, pin, downloads, pinned.
I'm going to press enter here on downloads and tab.
Items view list, yesterday selected, yesterday grouping expended.
And I should really turn off that grouping by date in downloads.
Stormux gaming image 2025.08.03x8664.m. Stormux.
Right, so that's the file that we want.
Elena Etcher document.
I'm going to press
button unavailable flash from file.
I'm going to press enter.
Button cancel. Button Stormux G8664.m. Button blank 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 blank.
And if you up and down arrow in here, you can read the
blank,
information.
Blank. Button cancel. 50 gigabytes. Button general USB device. Button change. 61.9 gigabytes.
Now, it's already selected my drive, because I think I was using it before, and it remembers the devices that you've used with it.
Change button.
But if you can't find it, you would hit change, or I think there's a button to choose a drive.
Change button, blank.
So I hit the space bar here.
Checkbox checked.
It brings up a window here if you just down arrow.
Name, size, location, blank. Checkbox checked. Link general USB Florida dot dot disk USB device. USB Florida L F L A dot dot dot.
I don't know why it says Florida. Oh, because of the abbreviation probably.
Link 61.9 gigabytes. Link D.
Right, so I'm going to go back up here.
Link general USB.
And click on this.
Link 61 point cancel button.
And then jump down by buttons by pressing B.
Select zero button.
Wait, why isn't this working?
Show on link D link 61.9 gigabytes link.
Let's click on the link with the capacity on it. So I'm just pressing K and shift K to navigate by links.
Cancel, select one button.
There we go.
Elena Etcher.
We'll hit that.
Button flash 61.9 gigabytes. Button change.
And
button general USB device.
It tells you what you've what you've chosen.
Change flash button.
I'll hit flash.
Secure desktop user
it
account.
Brings up
show more details
a
link.
User account control window.
Yes button.
We'll choose yes.
Elena Etcher starting. Elena Etcher document.
And at this point the process
new
has begun.
From autoplay.
We're gonna cancel out of that. Yes, I am using Windows 11, but the process should work on Windows 10 as well. Though at this point I think it's time to move on from 10, because there's not much time left for it. Oh, speaking of that, this might actually be a great way to keep those computers alive. So if you have an old computer lying around that you don't use or that has Windows 10 on it and you don't care about erasing it, you could put this on it. So now the process has begun. I can up and down arrow here.
79.5% slashing, blank, link, find out more, provision. We also build tools to deploy, manage, and remotely update fleets of small devices at...
Yeah, so there's a bunch of text here above the status information. I think that there's like ads for the other programs that they have, but if you down arrow...
Provision, link, find out more, blank, slashing, 7%, button cancel, 65.40 megabytes slash S, ETA, 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
Right, I'm using a pretty fast drive. This is a USB 3 64 gigabyte flash drive.
83.00 megabytes slash S.
And as you can tell, it is going pretty quickly here. I would advise that you use a fast drive because you won't have to wait as long and things will copy over much quicker. So at this point, it is going to flash the image. It's going to verify. And then when it's done, it will bring up a notification. There will be buttons on the screen to flash another image and do things like that. And at that point, you can just close the program and move on. Also, this should work for the Raspberry Pi version as well. So if you download the version for the Pi and you don't want to use Rufus, you could use this and it should let you write it to an SD card or a USB device. So I'm going to pause the recording and let this do its thing. I'm going to get the computer ready that we're going to install this on and then I'll come back.
Audacity, track view table.
So I'll be right back. All right, everyone, here we are. The write process has completed, and I've plugged the flash drive into the computer I'm using. And for those of you that are curious, this is the same Dell Inspiron that I've been using for a bunch of my demos. I did one about installing Debian, did one using Audio Game Manager. So this computer has come in handy for quite a lot of things, and of course it was trash picked, and it's free too. So let's begin. Now, a couple things before I get started. You will have to go in, if your computer is from 2000 to probably 2012 or newer, so basically if it came with Windows 8 or newer, you'll have to go into your UEFI settings and turn off secure boot, because this does not support that, and you'll get an error when you try to boot it. The way you do that depends on your computer. Like I think for Dell's, you tap F2 as the computer turns on, and then you go into the preferences for your UEFI. And you'll need someone with vision to help you, so just be aware of that. The other thing, I think this only works on UEFI-capable computers, so if you're using something with legacy BIOS, it may not boot, so just be conscious of that. Also, because this is Arch, you'll need a 64-bit computer to make this work. So let's see if I can make this boot. So I'm going to turn on the computer. Actually,
Audacity, track.
Okay, good. So I'm recording, and let me actually hit the button here so that you can hear the other computer.
Recording.
Yes, I am recording. I was just checking the status bar with NVDA. All right, so I'm going to hit number 4 on my KVM. And let's turn on the computer. So, I'm going to turn on the computer and immediately begin tapping F12, which should put us in the boot menu. And I'll give it a few seconds. Now, this part, again, can be a bit tricky. So, usually, if you tap the special key, which is usually F12, for Dell's, I think HP does F9, you'll have to verify the specific key. But basically, you'll get to the boot menu. Now, I think if I down arrow twice and hit enter, it should boot me from the correct drive, but we shall see. Sometimes this computer can be a little strange about booting. Now, if we do it right, you'll hear it begin talking and talking about volume levels. But we shall see. It might also boot into
if
Linux.
If this is loud enough, press enter.
Yes, okay, so now it's talking.
If this is loud enough, press enter.
I will press enter.
Welcome to StormX Gaming Menu. Use left and right arrows to navigate sections, up and down for items. Press H for help. Arcade. Audio disc.
And sorry if you can hear some background humming. I think that is electromagnetic interference because my stuff is not properly set up to shield against that. So I do apologize for any inconvenience that that might cause you. So we are booted. I'm going to hit 9, actually, because that's a bit too loud.
Volume 50%. Volume 45%.
There we go. That should be a comfortable level. So here we are in the image. Now, you could use it like this. Just use it from your flash drive, and that would work. The performance may not be very good, but if you just want a portable environment, you can do that. Or you can install it, which is what I'm going to show you very soon here. The other thing that it didn't tell me, because I plugged this into the right port, if you plug in, or if you plug your device into a USB 2 port, or your device is USB 2 compatible, which is probably the case if you're using cheap flash drives, it will warn you and tell you to power off and plug it into a different port that is faster, so USB 3 or better. So we are in the menu, and just as a recap for people that didn't hear the one about the Pi, you can up and down arrow here.
Ball bouncer, battle of the hunter, challenge of the horse.
Why is it? It was working.
System. Oh. In arcade. Constant mode. Clashes. Challenge of constant motion.
It locked up on me for a second, probably because of the flash drive.
Crazy party. Doom. Haunted house.
Right. You can use left and right keys.
Board and card games. RS games.
To go between your different categories.
Emulators. Apple IIe. MUDs. Alter Aeon. Racing. Mach 1.
And yes, don't worry. We will change the voice very soon. Or actually, I should say I. No. Anyway.
RPG. Bakurano de Ibukan. Sports. Golf. Strategy. Text games. Web. Aliens. Help and documentation. Navigating help documentation.
Right. You can also press H.
Navigation controls. Up arrow. Previous menu item. Down arrow. Next menu item. Left arrow.
Right. You can
accessories.
Do that.
Music player.
So
system, install system to hard drive.
Yeah, so we could run from the flash drive, but I'm going to install it, so let me show you how that works, and then we will continue exploring once it's installed. So I'm going to press enter here.
StormX Gaming Image dash USB to disk installer. This will clone the entire USB system to an internal disk. Detecting source USB device. Source device /dev/sdc576g detecting target disks. Available target disks. 1/dev/star-931 5g-wdcwd10sx-75m2902/dev/sdb-0b-multi-card. Enter the number of the disk to install to.
Now, if you can't understand that, that's okay. What this has done, basically, it's run a script and loaded the console screen reader Henrier, and it's telling you to choose a disk to install to. If you hold down caps lock, you can hit U and I to go to, or U for previous line, O for next line. I will read the current line, J, K, and L are four words, and I think N, comma, and M are for characters. This is using a laptop layout by default. So basically, it's asking me to choose the disk I want to install this to. So if I read up the screen with Caps Lock U.
Enter the number of the disk to install to.
Or I believe Caps Lock Insert or Numpad 0 should work as the modifier key for Fenrir. And if you want to get help on how to use Fenrir, you can hit the modifier key with H.
Entering tutorial mode. In this mode, commands are described but not executed. You can move through the list of commands with the up and down arrow keys. To exit tutorial mode, press Fenrir plus F1.
I'm going to hit escape because that works too.
Ask. Exiting tutorial mode. To enter tutorial mode.
Right, so you'll also hear some sounds. Those are just sounds that the screen reader uses to convey different information to you.
2/dev/sdb-0b-multi-card.
Okay, that is not a valid destination. That's a card reader on this computer, because this computer has a card reader. Number one is what I want. This is the 1 terabyte hard drive inside the computer. So I'm going to hit 1.
1. Final warning. Source. /dev/sdc576g target. /dev/sta9315g-wdcwd10sx-75m2na0all data on the target disk will be permanently destroyed. Type yes to continue or any other key to cancel.
And this is important, right? This will wipe out your hard drive, so make sure you have backups of your data, because once you do this, your hard drive is wiped clean and this is installed to it. So I'm going to type yes.
Yes.
And hit enter.
Fenrir will be silent during the install process except for progress beeps. To restore speech if needed, press any key. Press enter to begin installation.
I will hit enter. And at this point, it's copying the files to the hard drive. Now, depending on the speed of your flash drive, the speed of your computer, and the speed of your drive, this might take a while. My experience has been, it clones the total capacity of the drive that you have the system installed on. So ideally, you should put this on a 64 gigabyte drive. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting a very long time for it to complete, because it'll copy. Like, if you have this on a 1 terabyte drive, it will literally clone 1 terabyte of data to your drive, and it will take forever. So just be aware of that. Now, you're hearing these beeps. If you want to bring the speech back, you just press a key. Like it says, if I just hit the control key.
4,928,5,158,5,314,183,168 bytes, 53 GB, 49 GB copied, 70s, 75.9 MB/s.
Okay, so we're at 75 megabytes per second. And the reason why the speech turns off is because if you just let it talk, it will chatter constantly. You can turn the speech on and off with the Fenrir modifier and F4.
7,612,661,760 bytes left parent 76 GB, 71 GB right parent copied, 100s, 76.1 MB/s. 7,612,661,760 bytes, 76 GB.
Okay. We're going to turn off the speech. That's why the speech is turned off by default, because it gets very chatty. Unless you want to sit there and listen to it, I mean, that is totally up to you. So it's going at a pretty good clip because of the flash drive. The flash drive is pretty decent. It's plugged into a USB 3 port. This computer has a mechanical platter drive, so if you had an SSD, this would probably go a bit faster. But we'll make do with what we have. So, I'm going to pause the recording. This should take about 10 minutes for my particular environment. But if you have hardware that's not quite as good, or like I said, if your flash drive supports USB 2 speeds, it's going to take much longer. So you might want to go do something while this does its thing so that you don't go insane. So I'm going to come back over here to my main computer.
Audacity track.
And I'm going to pause the recording and I will be back once this is done. Now, I think once it's done, I believe you're taken back to the game menu. And what we'll do from there is power off the system, unplug the flash drive, and turn the computer back on. And it should boot from the hard drive. And then I can begin to explain some more concepts. So stay with me. I will be back. Well, as far as you're concerned, I'll be back in a few seconds. For me, it'll probably be about 10, maybe 20 minutes. All right, we are done. Basically, the beep stopped, and it took me back to the game menu. So I think at this point, the system has been copied to the hard drive. I'm going to power off the computer. So if I...
Accessor system. Enable SSH. Enable res power off. Wait 2 minutes before disconnecting power.
Okay, you actually don't have to do that, but I think that's a holdover message from the Raspberry Pi. So I'm going to turn off the system. It's off. I'm going to unplug the flash drive, if I can find it. There we go. And the moment of truth, here we go. I'm going to turn on the computer. And there's nothing plugged into it. It's just going to boot off of the internal 1 terabyte hard drive that it came with. Yes, like I said, it is amazing the things that people throw away. I tell you what, it is amazing. So hopefully this should boot up pretty soon. You'll hear the boot chime, and the menu should load.
Welcome to StormX Gaming Menu. Use left and right arrows to navigate sections, up and down for items. Press H for help. Arcade. Audio disc.
Yep, here we are. And we are running from the built-in hard drive, which should improve performance. Now, that boot time wasn't too bad, and that's on a junky platter drive. If you have an SSD inside your computer, I'm sure it would boot a lot quicker than that. But yeah, so now if I say go to the left arrow.
System. Install system to hard drive.
That option still appears. Initially, it was hidden if it detected that the system was installed. But I was testing it when this came out initially on August 1st. And there were some bugs where you would write it to a drive and it wouldn't appear, and I thought that should probably be changed to avoid confusion. So we can do that.
Internet configuration.
You can configure your internet connection. Let's take a quick look in here.
Wired activate wired connection 1W-FiGet of MiWiFi.
I'm going to hit control to stop it because it's just going to jabber. It's loaded NRear, which is again the console reader, and brought up this interface. If I down arrow,
good of me, Wi-Fi ****. Wired connection 1. Thysis we're ASL. Wired connection 1.
If you right arrow,
activate wired connection 1.
Wait, I thought
wired good of me, Wi-Fi wired activate. Okay, Jarrett could not activate connection. Connection wired connection 1 is not available on device N2S0 because device has no carrier. Okay. Okay. Jarvis, quit. Activate. Quit.
Hit quit. Oops. Okay, that brought me back into the menu.
Active. Enable screen. Internet configuration.
Let me... Oh, I think my network cable is not... crap. Hang on. Yeah, okay. The cable wasn't plugged in all the way.
Enable internet.
But if I go back in here.
Wired good of me, **wired connection 1. Wired deactivate direct dash deactivate star wired connection 1.
Yeah, if I hit the right arrow, it says deactivate. If I go back with the left arrow.
Star wired cut of me Wi-Fi star activate cut of me Wi-Fi star.
If I hit the right arrow, it says activate. So basically you up and down arrow, choose the Wi-Fi network you want. You can either hit enter or right arrow and then enter. It should ask you to type your password. You type your password, hit enter again, and it should connect you. And then I think if you right arrow again,
quit.
You can quit. I don't need to use Wi-Fi because I'm using a wired connection, which is much faster than the built-in Wi-Fi. But if you're using Wi-Fi or you have to use Wi-Fi because you have, say, a laptop, this is where you would go to configure it. I'm going to quit out of here.
Game menu enable screen.
It turns off Enrear and brings up the menu again. You can enable the screen. I'm going to leave this off right now.
Disable screen. Set system default speech rate. Set default voice.
We will change these in just a moment.
Set time zone.
I'm going to set the time zone. It doesn't say time zone properly.
Please select your region. Use up and down arrows or page dash up and page dash down to navigate the list. America.
I'm going to down arrow to America. Press enter.
Please select a city near you. Use up and Anchorage.
I'm in Texas, so
Anguilla, Antigua,
Chicago.
Uruguay, Argent, Aruba, Asuncion, Attica, Etka, Bop,
down arrow to
Belpland, Bogot, Boise.
And those are progress beeps from Enrear.
Bueno, Cambridge, Camp, Cancura, Catacaya, Cam, Chicago plus 90.
I'll choose that.
Game menu activated. Upload files. Restart. Power off. Resize to fill empty space on disk.
I'm going to do this. So by default, the partition is 46 gigabytes in size, I think. But since I have a 1 terabyte drive, we're going to choose this. Hopefully it will do its thing. You won't get any feedback, I don't think, but it is doing stuff behind the scenes, and the menu should pop up again once it's
done.
Game
menu activated.
Yep. There we go. So now I should have access to all the space on my disk. All right, let's change the voice and make it sound better.
Power off. Upload files.
I'm going to choose upload files.
Upload server running on 192.168.0.183 port 5000. Upload server running on 192.168.0.183 port 5000.
It reads that message twice, basically telling you how to connect. If I press a key, such as an arrow key.
Upload server running on 192.168.0.183 port 5000.
So I just pressed the up arrow. It gave me that information again. So what I'm going to do is install a vocalizer voice from Voxen. Now, you have to buy voices from Auralux.org. But once you do, you get a tar.gz file. And what he's done here is made it very simple to get these installed and working. So I'm going to open up a browser.
Desktop list. Elena Edger. Firefox. Frame. Mozilla Firefox.
Let's open up Firefox.
Expanded.
And we're going to go to 192.168.0.183:5000.
Collapsed. File upload server. File upload server document. Link skip to main content. Heading level 1 file upload server.
And we get a standard web page here.
Heading level 2 upload files. Upload game ROMs and other individual files. Choose files or drag and drop here. Select one or more files to upload. Button choose files or drag and drop here. Select one or more files to upload. Selected file. Button upload file. Heading level 2 upload music folder.
This, you can upload files for the music player as well. I really haven't messed with that, but I guess that is kind of cool because you can play. You can play audio files with this
files
too. So let's do
unknown.
Upload files.
Upload started. Please wait while files are being processed. Upload complete. Mozilla Firefox. Heading level 1 upload complete.
Wait, why?
All files uploaded successfully. Heading level 2 files processed. No files were processed. Visited link back to main page. File. Upload music. Upload files. Upload files button. Choose files or drag and drop.
Oh, I hit the upload button, not the choose button.
File upload dialog.
There we go. Now it brings up a standard upload dialog.
Items view list. Elena X tree view. Home.
And what we're going to do.
Start download documents. Pin.
Just hit D to go to documents. Press enter.
Items view list.
I'm going to hit V.
Virtual machines. Voxen American English AVA ML Premium 3.4.tgz. File upload server. Mozilla Firefox. Selected.
I hit enter.
Selected file button upload files.
We'll hit enter on upload
uploading.
Files.
Unavailable. Upload started. Please wait while files are being processed. Busy.
And it gives you some information here. Now, what it should do, it should upload the file across the network to the computer. There's a script that automatically takes that file and installs the voice.
Upload in progress. Please wait. Heading level 2 upload music folder. Upload in progress. Please wait.
And it says upload in progress. Please wait. So you can monitor it from here. And hopefully it should complete and change the voice. And we'll get a much better sounding voice to use for the rest of this demo. So we'll just... hope this works. There was something else I wanted to talk about that I keep forgetting about. I don't think this currently supports the ability to check battery status, which that would be helpful if there was some kind of keyboard command to do that or an option in the menus.
If you hear this message, Voxen installation was successful, and you may now change the voice from the system menu.
Right, okay, and it says that in the voice. That's good, it's working. But as I was saying, I don't think there's a way to check battery status, which is fine for me because I'm using a desktop computer. But if you have a laptop, yeah, that might be a bit of a problem. So if you're listening to this, Billy, you might want to consider adding a way to get battery information. Also, this may or may not work on Intel-based Macs. I haven't tested it. I don't know how well Arch Linux works with Macs, but if you have an old Intel-based Mac, it might work on this. So once this is done, we get a page that says it was uploaded. If I hit Control Home.
Heading level 1 Voxen voice installation. Heading level 2 installation results. Table with 2 rows and 3 columns. Voice installation results. Voice package. Status. Message. Voice package Voxen American English AVA ML Premium 3.4.tgz. Status success. Message. Voice package installed successfully. Button collapsed. Show details.
You can show details.
Hide deep blank. The test message should have been spoken using the Voxen. Voice system blank out of table visited link back to main page link shutdown server.
All right, I'm gonna shut down the server.
Unknown shutdown server document link skip to main heading level 1 shut warning. This will completely shut down the upload server. Are you sure you want to shut down the server to use it again? Are you sure you want to shut down the server? You can restart it from the system menu if you want to use it again. Visited link cancel button confirm shutdown. But server shutting
server
down document
shutting
blank.
Down
server has shut down. You can close this
game
window
menu
and
activated
return to the...
All right, I'm going to close Firefox.
Desktop list. Audacity.
All right. Let's go back over to the computer. And as you can hear, the voice has changed.
Restart. Upload file. Set time zone. Set default voice. Set system default speech rate.
And you might want to change the speech rate here. You can come in here.
The current rate for the default voice is 0. Speech rate 10. Speech rate 20. Speech rate 70. Speech rate 80. Speech rate 90. Speech rate 100. Speech rate 50.
You can use up and down keys.
Speech rate 90. Speech rate 100.
And crank it up or down as you need it to go.
Speech rate 40. Speech rate 10.
For the purposes of demo, I'm just going to use it at speech rate 10.
Speech rate 10 has been saved successfully. Set default voice.
Yep, here we are back in the menu.
Disable screen. Enable screen.
And at this point we are good to go.
Internet install system to hard drive.
Right, we don't need to use that now because it's already installed. Although I guess you could use this, say, if you wanted to clone it to another drive. Oh, that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about. You can only clone this to a drive that is the same size or larger than the source drive that you put it on. So as an example, I wrote the image to a 64 gigabyte drive, which means I have to install this on a drive that is 64 gigabytes or larger. It will not let you install, obviously, to a drive that doesn't have enough space. So just keep that in mind. So like if you write this to a 1 terabyte hard drive and then try to install this on, say, a computer with 500 gigabytes of space, it's not going to work. So just be aware of that. But at this point, it is installed and configured. You can do all the things that you would expect, like let's
arcade, ball bouncer, Doom, haunted house, haunted party, river, scramble, screaming strike 2, scrolling back, shoot, side, skate, sketch, super egg hut, super Liam.
Let's try super Liam here. So I hit enter, and I think you have to hit enter again for some reason. Unless it hasn't loaded yet. And my phone is going off, sorry about that.
Please choose an option. Start game.
Yeah, so for some reason, these games are a bit glitchy. The game notes will give you information about them, but let's try playing this. Alright, it's not playing cutscenes for some reason. I don't know if that's a problem with Wine. As far as I know, too, this is not using emulation, because this is purely x86.
Sandy Surf.
So I'll press
Act
Enter.
1.
Alright. As you can tell, the music's not playing. I don't know why. Yeah. I turned the music down. See, I was having these problems on the Raspberry Pi, and I thought it was because of the Pi's hardware, but apparently not, because this computer is much faster than the Pi. So I don't know what's causing these strange problems with the sound. It might just be Wine. But it works.
Please choose an option from the start.
We'll hit exit.
Thanks for playing Super Liam.
And hit enter again to close out of that.
Game menu at the Blind Swordsman.
But I mean, generally this stuff should just work. There's a few cases where it will bring up a web page in Brave and turn on Orca so that you can download the game from the developer's site.
Board and card games. RS games.
But I mean, yeah, you can
emulators. Apple IIe.
You can do all kinds of stuff in here.
Bop It, DOSBox, Game Console, RetroArch, Steam.
And yes, you do have access to Steam. Now, I don't know how well this works. I've never used Steam in Linux. And you're going to have to experiment on your own, because I think the problem with Steam on Linux is lots of big games are made for Windows, so they'll run in Proton, and I don't know how accessible that is by default. But you can experiment with that. But yeah, so Steam is the big one that's present here, but not on the Raspberry Pi. But I wouldn't run Steam on this computer, because this computer has an integrated GPU, which is not very good.
Mutz, Alter Ian, Racing, Mach 1, Mind Racer, Top Speed 3.
Of course, you can, play different games.
RPG, Bakurano de Balkan.
The Bakurano games, I believe the translations work here too, which is pretty cool. He has built-in translation capabilities.
Sport, strategy, text games, BPG.
Right, you can play all these different things. Let's just to test some stuff out.
Web, help and documentation. There's some accessories. Music player.
There's some web-based games that run inside your browser. You've got accessories here.
Web browser. Music player. Web browser.
Web browser that just opens up Brave and uses that to let you browse with Orca.
System. Arcade. Let's go. Toy Mania. Shoot. Haunted Park. Haunted House.
Let's play Haunted House. Let's see how this plays.
2MB. Go!
Yes, it does.
Select an option from the menu by pressing Enter. Linear play all games. Single game play.
Let's play Trick or Treat.
Select Porch.
Yeah, I think we want... Is it Porch? Yeah, I think it's Porch. And then...
Select Halloween Scratch Trick or Treat.
Yep, here we go.
Select an option from the menu. Play.
I did a demo of these in my demo of Haunted House. Let's just play around a Trick or Treat here.
Welcome to Trick or Treat.
All right, we're gonna run here. Oop, poisonous candy, we don't want that. Don't want that either. So this game seems to be working properly. Whoa. And I got caught by a witch because I tried jumping to avoid the skeleton.
You finished Trick or Treat with a score of 45 points.
Yeah,
You picked up 3 sweet, delicious candies. Yummy. You were captured by a witch and dropped into a boiling cauldron.
So I'm just pressing down arrow.
You jumped 1 tombstone. In total, you got 3 candies. You finished Trick or Treat with a score of 45 points.
Yeah, not very good.
Select an option from the menu. Play.
So that's that. I do think it would be useful to turn down the voice volume specifically so you can hit... Actually, I thought there were keystrokes for voice volume. Let me see, because 9 and 0 decrease and increase the master volume.
Select a game from... Select a room.
Escape here.
Select an option from the menu by pressing Enter.
I'm going to quit out of
this. Single game play.
And the menu should
load. Game menu at Haunted Party. Navigation controls, up arrow, previous menu item, down arrow, next menu item, left arrow, previous section, right arrow, next section, enter, launch selected item, H key, hear these instructions again, left bracket, decrease speech rate, right bracket, increase speech rate 9 key, decrease volume 0 key, increase volume, escape, refresh the menu, Q, exit the menu. Any key will interrupt speech.
Wait, Q exits the menu? What does that do?
Cascade.
Nothing, apparently.
Haunted Party.
Yeah, so you can adjust speech rate.
Speech rate, minus 10. Speech rate, 30. Cascade, oh shit.
Yeah, so the brackets change your speech rate, but there's no way to change volume. So that would be good to have, too. A control to adjust volume... because these vocalizer voices are clipped by default, and if you turn down the voice volume, it does make them sound better. But that's basically it. I'm trying to think if I can show some more stuff.
System. Install system to hard drive.
Well, let me slow this
speech
down.
Rate. 10. Internet configuration.
Actually, I can show you... Let's show you how to update the system, because I really don't care what happens to this particular install. This is just for... demonstration purposes. Now, this is more of an advanced technique, so you may or may not want to do this, but I'm going to demo it.
Enable screen. Disable screen. Set. Upload. Enable Braille. Enable DLNA. Enable Fenrir. Enable Bluetooth. Enable Fenrir screen reader.
Yeah,
launching
to.
Enable Fenrir screen reader.
Enable Fenrir
screen reader start.
All right, so now it's on. Now, I'm going to switch to a terminal. I'm going to hit Control-Alt-F2. And it glitches a little bit. Sometimes it doesn't speak. So if it doesn't speak, hit Control-Alt-F3.
Arch Linux 6.15.6-Arch1-1-TTY3. Stormux-Gaming Login.
And you could use this one, but we'll go back to TTY2.
Arch Linux 6.
So this is getting into command line stuff, dealing with the underlying system itself. So again, if you're not interested in this, you don't have to do this, but I'm just going to demo it.
STORMUX.
So by default, the name and password are Stormux and Stormux. So it's just STORMUX.
Password. Stormux at Stormux-Gaming-$.
And we're at a command line. And let's just talk quickly about how to update Arch, because you may want to do this. Now, I'm not sure this is recommended, because if you update some packages, things might break. But if you want to do it, this is how you do it. So by default, in Arch Linux, updates are handled by you, the user, which is a good thing, because you can choose what to update and what not to update, but you might want to update things from time to time. Now, in Arch, and I can do a demo on using Arch Linux if there's enough interest. In Arch, there are a few different ways to install updates. This comes with a... So the default package manager in Arch is Pacman. P-A-C-M-A-N. Yes, I don't know why they use that name, but there you go. There's also... So in Arch Linux, there is... what's known as the Arch User Repository, or the AUR. This is a community-driven repository of software that is basically compiled from source. And there's a utility that you can install in Arch that handles both updates from Pacman and the main Arch repositories, as well as the AUR, and that's just called Yay. So to update your system, you type
Y-A-Y,
and then we'll do dash capital S.
Capital S, Y-Y-U.
Y-Y-U. If you eliminate one of the Ys, I think it just checks the repositories, but this command makes it download a fresh copy of the repository information, even if it appears to be updated. You can, I believe, just type YAY as well, which should do the same thing.
Colon, synchronizing package databases, extra 6.0.
So it's going to
45 extra slash
synchronize the package databases. If I read with the screen reader commands here by line.
Arrow right, excluding packages may cause partial up.
We're just going to hit
sync
enter.
Explicit 29. Libretro dash core dash info dash resolving dependencies.
And yeah, so basically it says excluding packages may break the system. I just press enter.
Colon, proceed with installing. Net up to Vulkan dash srasp, total download size, 571.45 MIB, total installed size, 2103.96 MIB.
And it's asking me if I want to proceed with the installation. I'll just hit Y.
Y.
And enter.
Colon, retrieving packages, Linux dash.
And you get progress beeps
GC
from the reader.
Linux dash.
If you don't want to hear the speech, you can just hit Fenrir F4. That turns it off. You can still hear the beeps. At this point, my system is being updated. Now, again, you don't necessarily have to do this, and I don't recommend it unless you're an advanced user and you know what you're doing. But the option is there. You have complete access to the system. You can do pretty much anything that you want, but the cool thing... Yeah, okay, this is just going to beep. The cool thing is the way it's been configured, you don't have to know anything about the terminal to use it, which is really cool. So I think that's going to really do it. Let me see. What are we doing here?
92/96 upgrading RetroArch 31-1. 2/20 updating German.
Oh, actually, it might be done.
6/20 restarting marked services. 7. 14/ arrow right running build hook. Warning, possibly missing fear.
Yeah,
arrow right.
Warnings about
arrow right
stuff.
Running build generating module. Arrow warning.
What are we doing
warning,
here?
Possibly missing firmware. Arrow right running build hook.
Yeah, this would go quicker warning, if I had possibly an missing SSD.
Arrow right running build hook. Generating.
Okay. So this is just gonna.
Arrow right 18/20 updating icon theme. Stormux at stormux-gaming-$.
Oh, nope. Okay, so it's done. So once you get back to that prompt.
20/stormux at.
There we go. So now let's just go back to the main thing here. Control-Alt-F1. Takes you back to the menu.
Enable Bluetooth. Disable Fenrir screen reader.
You can disable the reader.
Launch and disable Fenrir screen reader. Power off. Resize. Restart.
I can hit restart. And the computer will restart. So yeah, that's basically it.
Audacity. Track.
We'll just see how long it takes for this to reboot. But yeah, that's basically how this works. So it is installed. You can just turn on your computer and you can play games. You can do a whole bunch of things. Obviously, this is version 2, and so things might be broken a bit, and things will get better. Unfortunately, for major updates... Oh, yep, and there it is back up.
Welcome to Stormux Gaming Menu. Use left and right arrows to navigate sections, up and down for items. Press H for help. Arcade. Audio disc.
Alright. I'm not sure why the sound was crackling a bit there, but that gives you, again, another idea as to how long it takes to boot. But yeah, so this is definitely not perfect. I mean, but nothing is. Just like with the Pi, though, unfortunately, you will have to reflash if there are new major changes, because there's some things that can't be updated with just running updates in the terminal. And speaking of that, hopefully maybe one of these days he can add an option to do all this stuff from the menu, which would be kind of cool. But anyway,
Audacity.
That is going to do it for this particular demo. Let me make sure I'm still recording.
Recording.
Yes, I am. Yeah, so if you guys have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But, you know, I think this is pretty cool. And it's something else to mess with. And it could potentially revive some of your older computers that might just be gathering dust. So, having said all that, you guys take care. And I will be back next time. Bye.